It's the Low Score Podcast with Bobby and Jay.
Now, Jay, you know as well as I do that right now we're supposed to play a sound clip and yes, then the intro music.
The awesome Vert intro music should be here right now.
Yes, but it's not because it's Low Score episode 39.
Big episode 39 with Bobby and Jay. Bobby, you're over there.
I am over here and you're over there.
I am.
We skipped all that because we want to give the people what they want. We know what you've been clamoring for, and we have the big mamma jamma of all of them. Let's just let
it. Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you, sucker. Do you need another mule, Skinner?
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Down on your new
now, obviously, this song is fantastic.
This song is great. We could sit here and listen to it.
All day. Now, what doesn't really make sense is the intro music of the show. We've established this as the intro music for the list.
Yes, yeah. Top five somethings. Right.
So the only way it would make sense was if we were going to devote the entire show to some sort of list.
Well, how could we possibly do that, Jay? I can't imagine a situation that would provide enough fodder for an entire show's worth of list.
What if we were going to take 128 characters, pit them against each other, and narrow them down to one grand champion of the coolest slash best slash awesomest slash favoriteest video game character of all time?
I would say you're off your rocker, sir.
Well, it's factual. Actual and satisfactory. That's what we're doing today.
That's right. We're doing the Game Facts character battle. Which one is this? Number 8?
Character battle fucking 8.
8?
They've been doing this for 8 years. I used to be real into these, and I'm probably like the first 3. Maybe 2 or 3. And then it just got a little too repetitive and redundant. But I haven't done it for a while, and it's we've never really done it in this stage where we're not trying to guess what the nerdos on Game Facts are gonna pick and how many Kingdom Hearts battle, like who's cooler? Is it Sephiroth or Cloud? I don't know.
I would just like to point out that on the website most people guess that Link or Cloud will win. So
yeah. Let's see. I mean, those are pretty good characters.
Those are pretty good characters, but we don't know if they're going to be the winners. That's why, just like the episode where we decided what the greatest game of all time was, we're going to go through this, we're going to do the work for you, and we're going to pick who the most badass character is. Now, we should talk a little bit about what qualifies a character to move on to win in a specific round. So, Jay, what do you think? What do you think qualifies a character?
Well, this is, as we kind of discussed earlier, this is not like them pitted in a fight. This is not like a Thing versus Hulk debate about who would win in an actual battle.
No, it's not.
This is simply about gut instinct. Who do we like more? Who's cooler? Who's better? Who's more awesome? Maybe who's more significant in video games, you know, if we get down to that nuance. But, you know, more than anything, it's just our criteria as we go along, who we like better.
Yeah. And because our opinions are fact, you can take this as gospel.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this means it's definitive. This is the best. I'm excited because I really don't know who's going to come out on top, but we will come up with the greatest video game character of all time. Now, this is maybe, I will give the caveat, maybe potentially less definitive than our greatest game because there's a lot of characters left out. There's a lot of characters on this list that are not, like if I made a list of the 128 coolest characters, would not be on here.
Right. I mean, this is Weirdo Game Facts, people, so we got to...
Right, but that said, there's a lot of awesome characters on this list. It's not like it's totally devoid of goodness.
All right, so let's just begin in the Hyrule division with one of the greatest characters of all time. People would say that would be Link, and in this case, it's Link versus Thrall from Warcraft 3.
Warcraft 3. I think he might be in WoW. I don't know. I should know since it's the best game ever.
Yeah, Link, obviously.
Obviously, Link wins. I don't know how much we need to talk about this. I don't know if you know, Link is awesome. Next in the Hyrule division is Alucard from Castlevania Symphony of the Night versus Magus from Chrono Trigger. I do like Symphony of the Night, but I gotta go Magus as one of, if not the coolest character from Chrono Trigger.
I'm glad that you agree with me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely Magus. We're filling these in as we go along. And we're not going to spend too much time on these first ones, which is why we're not giving everyone their due diligence. But
there's 128 characters, people.
We got to speed it along. All right. So Pokemon Trainer Red versus Revolver Ocelot. Now, clearly, Revolver Ocelot, in all his incarnations, is a greater character.
I mean, that's clear. And obviously, nothing Pokemon Red is the worst. I don't even know how anything Red made it to this list. I am infuriated. If it was Pokemon Trainer Blue, we had a battle on our hands. Okay, next we got Captain John Price who is both from the Call of Duty and the Modern Warfare series, versus Mega Man X. Now, if this were Mega Man, I would go that way. And maybe it's just because I got off of a very good time playing Modern Warfare 2, but Captain John Price is who I would vote for in this instance.
Well, you know what, Jay?
What's that?
I'm going to allow it.
There we go.
I don't want to spoil it right here, but the coolest moment in all of Modern Warfare 2 involves John Price. So there you go.
Hey, it's a Luigi versus Meta Knight. That's our number 3 versus our number 14 seed. Obviously, Luigi.
Obviously. Meta Knight from Kirby and I guess Smash Brothers. But lame.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Amaterasu. Did I pronounce it right?
Amaterasu.
From the Okami series. He's the big dog main character dude. Versus Shadow the Hedgehog. I don't know who would lose. I don't know who would lose against Shadow the Hedgehog.
Nobody. Well, hopefully not nobody, because we could just declare the winner right here.
I would just say Shadow the Hedgehog is terrible, and I don't like anything that he stands for. And I've never played Okami, but I feel very passionately that we should pick Amaterasu.
Yes, that's totally fine. All right, next up, the weighted companion cube from Portal, and Sandal, who is from Dragon Age Origins.
All right, now, I want to preface this by saying that I think weighted companion cube should win.
I agree.
That said, Sandal, I wish he was against someone else because he is so far the best character I've encountered in Dragon Age Origins. So he is like a Rain Man idiot savant guy who hangs out with this merchant dwarf, and he like builds enchantments on your weapon. So he's like, if you bring him a sword and like a lightning runestone, he'll like do some voodoo so you have like a lightning sword. But he's a little slow, and like, besides the fact that he's really good at enchantments, he's bad at everything else. So his speech is a little slow, and anytime you bring him a weapon, he just jumps up and down and claps and goes, "Enchantments! Enchantments!"
I love him.
Like that. And you're just like, oh, all right. So, yeah, he's a little bit retarded, a little bit, then not in a derogatory way, like actually.
Like, you know, yeah.
In the technical scientific term. And it's totally awesome. That said, the weighted companion cube, clearly better.
All right.
And then finally, finishing up the Hyrule Division, we've got Nathan Drake from Uncharted 1 and 2 and The Boss from Metal Gear Solid 3.
You're going to have to take my word on this. Nathan Drake is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I thought The Boss was fine.
The Boss I love The Boss, voiced by Lori Allen. She does a lot of voice work. She's really good. Strong character in a great game, but Nathan Drake is something else.
One of the things on this list, the way that they are seated often does not make a lot of sense to me. Like, Pokemon Trainer Red is 5, but The Boss is 15?
One is like an RPG, and one is not. So obviously the RPG on a GameFAQs is going to be... tops.
That's fine.
All right. Moving into the Chaos Division, number 1 seed versus number 16 seed. First up, we have Sonic the Hedgehog, who you all know. And then we have Lightning, who is the main like chick character from Final Fantasy 13, a game that is not out yet.
Yeah, I was really mad she was on the list. Like, I don't know how we could in good conscience vote for her.
And we can't. So Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Next on the list... Let's see here. We have Cecil Harvey. I'll pronounce it both ways.
I would say Cecil.
Cecil Harvey from Final Fantasy IV.
Cecil would be of a DeMille family.
Oh, I guess you're right. Versus Knuckles the Echidna. He's Knuckles from the Sonic series.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that either.
Okay, so Final Fantasy IV is awesome, and I don't really like Sonic 3 or Sonic and Knuckles.
Boo,
so
yeah.
My vote would be for Cecil.
I agree. All right, next up we have Ganondorf, and I guess it would be every possible Ganondorf.
Yeah, that's fine.
Versus Mewtwo. This is hard for me, because I really like Mewtwo.
Mewtwo's pretty cool. And you know what? Hold on. I might hear an argument from Mewtwo, because Ganondorf is kind of lame. Ganon versus Mewtwo? I feel like the debate's over.
You know what? That's good. I like that. We'll think of it that way. This is Ganondorf, not Ganon. This is like dude, not a big fat pig guy. So, okay.
Big Fat Pig Guy is a totally unique villain, totally classic. As far as I know, does Ganondorf show up? I guess in Link to the Past is a fierce appearance. Or is it Ocarina?
Ocarina, because Link to the Past is just straight up Ganon.
And he's lame. I mean, yeah. He's not real scary until he turns into Ganon. So yeah. Mewtwo's moving on. Mewtwo's a cool villain.
Awesome. Way to go, Mewtwo.
Next, we have Albert Wesker from the Resident Evil series versus Ken from the Street Fighter series. I don't really feel very passionate. I don't really like either one of these characters. Wesker's kind of a cool villain, you know, does a cool twist in Resident Evil 1. Obviously, I like Street Fighter a lot more than Resident Evil, but Ken is totally lame.
Yep, I agree. So can we let Wesker go?
I think Wesker should go.
All right.
I like this logic.
Next up, we have Kirby, who's the 3 seed, against number 14 seed, Riku, from Final Fantasy X and from X-2. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Kirby that much, but like all Riku was good for was stealing stuff in FF10. I don't know about X-2. Maybe you can make a call on that.
She is less annoying in X-2, but she was intolerable in X, so that's not saying a whole lot. I would go Kirby.
Kirby?
I agree. I haven't really felt excited about Kirby in a long, long time. But dude, those first two GB games and that one NES game
and
were really good.
Canvas Curse for the DS.
Oh, Canvas Curse was really good. Yeah, let's go Kirby.
Kirby, all right.
Okay, next we have GLaDOS from Portal. And then we have Fawful from Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, which is a nice left field kind of pick.
Mm-hmm.
That dude was real funny, and he like talked in... if I remember correctly, his shtick was like he talked in really bad translated Japanese, but it was like fake bad translated. It was intentional. And that's kind of funny. But
all right.
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS. For sure.
Yeah, duh.
For sure. All right. 7 seed versus 10 seed. It's Vivi from Final Fantasy IX. That would be the little mage character who looked like the mages of yore. Versus Donkey Kong. You know what?
What's up?
Donkey Kong's not that cool of a character.
Dude, yes, we are on the same page.
Diddy Kong, yes. Cranky Kong, yes.
Oh,
Dixie,
cranky.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But just straight up Donkey Kong, not a fan.
No, I agree. We're in total agreement. BB moves on. All right, next up we have Altair from the first Assassin's Creed versus Liquid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series. I don't really like Assassin's Creed, and I really like Metal Gear Solid, so I'm going to go Liquid Snake.
I agree. Liquid Snake is a weird, cool character.
Totally great villain-type dude. So, Liquid Snake.
Introduces you to l'enfant terrible.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, we're moving down to the Mushroom Division, named after the first seed here, and that would be Mr. Mario of Mario Games. I think you know him. Versus number 16 seed Falco Lombardi from Star Fox. Sorry, no contest, Mario.
Yep, we need to discuss that. Coming up next is, not to be confused with the boss, but we have Big Boss versus Miles Edgeworth, who is from the Phoenix Wright series, who we got a very impassioned lecture on during our MAGFest podcast from the gamers.
And guess what? It didn't work.
No. Big Boss moves on. I'm glad they're excited about him.
Me too.
He apparently got a game coming out, or is out. I don't know.
So next up, number 5, Zidane Tribal. That would be the little blonde dude from Final Fantasy IX versus Claptrap from Borderlands. Claptrap from Borderlands.
Claptrap! Yes, Claptrap wins. I don't want to spoil anything. I got a feeling Claptrap might make it far. I don't know how far, but we'll see. Okay, next we got a weirdo of two characters I don't really know a lot about. We have Ike from the Fire Emblem series. Also, most U.S. gamers probably know him from Smash Brothers Brawl. And then Prinny, who appeared in the Disgaea series, but is, I guess, best known for the PSP game Prinny, Can I Really Be the Hero? Okay. I gotta go with Prinny on this one.
Good.
Just because, like, I don't really care. I mean, I really like that first Fire Emblem game that came out, but they're lame in Smash Brothers, and Prinny is this, like, adorable, sad, but kind of not penguin dude, so I'm going with him.
Awesome.
And this guy's pretty fun.
Next up, number 3 seed, Mega Man versus 14, Sid Highwind. That'd be the Sid in FF7. Mega Man.
Yeah, big man, Mega Man.
Mega.
Yeah. Okay. Coming up next, we have Zach Fair, from the Final Fantasy VII series of games. I think that's the main guy in Crisis Core.
Sure. I don't know.
Not sure. Versus Yuna from Final Fantasy X and X-2. I would go Yuna on this one. I actually think Yuna's a pretty good, like as far as female characters go in Final Fantasy.
She can summon, and that is awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
She also does that awesome prayer thing where she does the, I don't know, it's great. So Yuna, yes.
Yuna, totally great character.
All right, next up, number 7, Ryu Hayabusa. That would be the Ninja Gaiden Ryu versus Crash Bandicoot.
How the fuck did Crash Bandicoot make this list?
I don't know, man. So
I mean, seriously, when was the last time Crash Bandicoot was in a game? Not when the last Crash Bandicoot platformer was out.
Can
you buy him on like a PS3 or Xbox 360?
They might have a Crash game for like the iPhone, like a cart game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm not even that big of a Ninja Gaiden fan, but come on now.
Move along.
Okay, and the final one in this category, we have Master Chief, obviously from the Halo series, versus the Spy from Team Fortress 2. Now, all of the characters from Team Fortress 2 are awesome. They're, like, really stylized, and the Spy is probably the most, like, interesting character because he like, until he's shot or figured out by the other team, he appears as a member of the other team. So, like, he can go and infiltrate bases and stuff. That's how Master Chief is pretty cool.
Yeah. Master Chief is good at saving the universe, so.
He is good at saving the universe. And I was surprised playing those Halo games first time, how solid the stories were. So he's a cool character.
Moving on to the Heart Division, named after the first character, it's number 1 seeded Sora from Kingdom Hearts versus number 16 Midna from Twilight Princess. And Kingdom Hearts games are lame, therefore Midna wins by default.
Good, I'm glad. Sora is played by whiny kid from Sixth Sense, and Midna is awesome. I describe her in the sheet as she's like a cool version of Navi, because she like kind of serves the same function, but actually has a badass story function. You didn't beat that game, did you?
No, I got most of the way there before I stopped caring.
Yeah, well, late in the game, there is a cool revelation about her. So, Midna is awesome. Next, we have Laharl, who is the main character from this guy. And Niku Sakuraba from The World Ends With You.
Way to butcher that.
So I would say, I don't know, man.
Neku.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that. There's your answer. I've played a bunch of that game, and it is Neku.
Okay, that's cool. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
I'm going to allow it.
I wish you had the button that you could press.
I don't have the buttons.
You don't have the buttons. All right. Next up is Kefka from FF6, as you know, and Arthas Menethil from the World of Warcraft, or not World of Warcraft, Warcraft 3 and World of Warcraft. But Kefka is one of the most evil villains of all time, so Kefka?
Yeah, Kefka. Okay, coming up next, I don't know if we're going to have a debate here. We got Bowser from the Mario series versus Frog from Chrono Trigger. As cool as Frog is, I cannot in good conscience not say Bowser.
I think Bowser's a stupid character. He's always been a stupid character. Like, the only time he was menacing was in the first Super Mario Brothers.
Now, see, that's the thing. I like that he's not menacing. I like when he's the bubbling fool in all of the like modern platform games and especially the role-playing games.
Fine. Bowser.
I mean, I'm totally willing to hear a Frog argument because Frog is totally awesome.
No, just Bowser. It's fine. We won't waste time on it. All right, next up, number 3, the L Block from Tetris versus HK-47. Now, whereas the weighted companion cube is a character because it's a singular object, I've never believed that the blocks in Tetris really should count as characters because there are many of them. They don't have any personalities. They are just an object in the game. So by default, I would disqualify it. But HK-47 is, I'm going to spoil things a little bit. I think it's going to go very far. He's an awesome character.
I agree. Easily the most memorable character from Knights of the Old Republic, which I know people know. We are fans of KOTOR. But yeah, I think that guy's going to go far. He is a hilarious, hyper killer robot guy. Coming up next on the list, we have Isaac from the Golden Sun series, I think. Well, the problem is on this list, they don't specify which games they are from, and there are a lot of Isaacs, so I'm just going to assume Golden Sun. versus Professor Layton. If that is the case, Golden Sun is dumb, and Professor Layton is a badass.
Yep. All right, moving on. Number 7, Charizard versus 10-seeded Duke Nukem. I like Duke Nukem, and I got to party with John St. John, who does Duke Nukem's voice. But when it comes down to it, Duke Nukem is a one-trick pony, and Charizard is a freaking awesome Pokemon. So,
yep, done. Obviously,
done.
Charizard moving on. All right, and rounding out the Heart Division, we have Kratos from the God of War series against Miles Tails Prower from the Sonic series, and I gotta go Kratos.
Of course.
Obviously.
We're moving into the Varia division, named for the Varia suit of number 1 seeded Samus Aran versus number 16, the Prince of Persia, who is a whiny bitch. So, Samus.
Oh, yeah, obviously Samus. Next, we have Nico Bellic, the protagonist from Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, Nico!
Hey.
Cousin!
Against Jill Valentine from the Resident Evil series, and Nico Bellic wins.
Yes. Next up, pairing is Roxas from Kingdom Hearts 2 versus the Heavy from Team Fortress 2. And clearly the Heavy takes it in this case.
Clearly the Heavy is hilarious and amazing and should obviously win. Our next matchup is Tidus, I refuse to say Tidus, from Final Fantasy X against Sub-Zero from the Mortal Kombat series. And this is tough. Because here's the thing. I think Tidus is terrible and a whiny, lame main character. That said, I like Final Fantasy X a whole lot more than I like Mortal Kombat.
But that's not what this is about. This is about characters, and I think when it comes down to that, Sub-Zero is your answer.
When I play Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero and Scorpion are the two best characters. Because okay. I can do fireball motions and roughly fireballs come out. So
roughly fireballs.
Well, it's like ice.
An ice beam.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Phoenix Wright from the Phoenix Wright series. Versus Ject from Final Fantasy X. Here's your chance, Ject.
Obviously, Ject win. Yes. Ject. Of Ject shot fame. The greatest blitzball maneuver of all time. Okay, next we have Ratchet from the Ratchet and Clank series against Eddie Riggs from Brutal Legend. Now, this is tough. Because, again, Eddie Riggs is cooler than Ratchet. But Eddie Riggs has never been in a fun game. Unlike Ratchet, who has been in a number of fun games and is also pretty cool himself.
I don't think he's that cool. Like, if I had the choice, I would hang out with Clank versus Ratchet.
Clank is definitely cooler than Ratchet. I agree with that.
So I think we should give it to Eddie Riggs.
I think he is literally the only reason to spend any time at all with Brutal Legend. So I'm okay with it.
All right. So next up, interesting pairing. Number 7 ranked Travis Touchdown versus 10 seed Zelda from the Zelda series. So here's the thing. I kind of like playing as Zelda in Smash Brothers, but it's only because I get to transform. So
it's pretty cool. And Zelda's gotten more cool in the more recent Zelda games,
I guess. But I've played some No More Heroes, and Travis Touchdown is a freaking weirdo rad dude, and I think he deserves it.
I'll totally trust your judgment. I'll go with Travis Touchdown.
Thanks, buddy.
And rounding out the Vary division, we have Ezio, other names from Assassin's Creed 2, and Simon Belmont from the Castlevania series.
Ezio Auditore di Firenze.
Okay.
From Firenze.
I've heard Assassin's Creed 2 is great, and it probably is.
But
Castlevania is great, and is there anyone greater than Simon Belmont? I don't think so.
Agreed. Moving right along to the Midgar division, named for number 1 seed, Cloud Strife. From FF7, of course, versus Ridley from the Metroid series. Here's the question. Do I dare? I kind of like Ridley. Ridley is a weird dinosaur creature who appears in a number of different incarnations in the series. You can have like a metal Ridley. You can have like dinosaur Ridley. And I don't really like Cloud Strife.
I would say I hear your temptation to say screw Cloud Strife. However, there's no denying I think his story and background is pretty cool. When he came out, he was like a totally different protagonist for the Final Fantasy series. Ridley's okay. It's a little one-dimensional. I feel like was kind of annoying in the Metroid Prime games. I would go Cloud Strife on this one.
All right, that's a compelling case. Done.
Cloud moves on. Next, we got Chris Redfield from the Resident Evil series against Captain McMillan from Call of Duty 4.
Did you remember this Captain McMillan?
I barely remember this guy. I had to look him up. And as soon as I read, I was like, oh, yeah. There's like a cool flashback mission where you're with him in Call of Duty 4, and that's fine. I feel like Chris Redfield is in both Resident Evil 1 and 5, main dude. I would go with him.
Yep.
I'm playing 5 right now. He's pretty cool.
Well done.
So let's do it.
Next up, number 5 seeded Riku, not Riku, but Riku from Kingdom Hearts versus Ramza, I don't know how to say his last name, from Tactics.
It's French, I guess.
But yeah, Ramza.
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Yep. All right, coming up next we got Captain Falcon from the F-Zero series with Wander from the Shadow of the Colossus, the main character from that.
So, in the F-Zero series, Captain Falcon does nothing. And the only reason I like Captain Falcon is because he says Falcon Punch and Falcon Kick in Smash Brothers.
And now let's not kid ourselves. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. But if you've played Shadow of the Colossus, Wander is such a unique character to video games as the boy who sets out to do a single task because he's trying to revive this girl that he loves. And he experiences so much in the journey. So, yeah, definitely Wander.
I'm okay with that, but I got to ask, so far in that game, and I'm not very far, he is not much of a character himself. Like, he's the guy doing all this cool stuff, but they don't really develop him very much.
I mean, they'll never develop his backstory or anything, but the events of the world around him are cool, and then the world takes a toll on him. So during the course of the game, like, his face becomes messier, and he looks like he's been beat up, and, you know, I think if they had the graphical capability at the time, you would really be able to see that. But there's a cool transformation at the end, so...
Okay. I'm Wander. With you. Wander moves on.
Mm-hmm. Is it me? It's me. Leon Kennedy versus Vault Boy from Fallout series.
Yeah. I think we know how this turns up.
Vault Boy.
Vault Boy moves on immediately.
Speaking of boys.
We have Sack Boy from Little Big Planet series. And not to be confused with the God of War guy, we have Kratos Orion, or Kratos, from Tales of Symphonia. Sackboy is adorable.
Yep. He's made of sack.
Yeah, he's pretty great. He's moving on. And I never played Tales games.
Next up, we have Ryu from Street Fighter versus Balthier from Final Fantasy XII. And Ryu is awesome and can beat people up, but Balthier is such a much cooler character.
Balthier is way awesome, obviously.
Obviously.
He's the awesome Han Solo dude. From definitely, I think, the most memorable character from that game. So there we go. And then rounding out this, we got Dante from Devil May Cry series.
From Clerks.
Yeah, from Clerks. If it was Dante from Clerks, he might go pretty far.
All of them again, very erotic.
And Axel from the King of Hearts, Kingdom Hearts series.
Wait, Axel Foley from Beverly Hills Cop with Judge Reinhold?
Yes.
I'm going to allow it.
Yes, it worked. It worked.
That's the best way to put that in. But in all seriousness, that Devil May Cry 1 was pretty good.
Yep.
Dante moves on.
Next up, in the Gear division. Why is this called the Gear division?
Because Metal Gear.
Oh, duh. I was like, Metal. It should be the Metal division. Number 1, Solid Snake versus number 16, Proto Man.
Yeah.
Snake.
Snake.
Yes.
Yeah, Proto Man is totally awesome. I don't want to just skip right over him. But yeah, Solid Snake wins, obviously. And we got Lloyd Irving from the Tales of Symphonia.
Oh, wait. Oh. I have it.
Okay.
Play it.
Awesome. Okay, so that being said, we got Lloyd Irving from Tales of Symphonia against Fox McCloud from the Star Fox series. And obviously, Fox is great.
Yes, if this were Lloyd from, say, Say Anything, maybe, okay?
Yeah, even then, still Fox.
Yeah, Fox. Next up, number 5 seeded Pikachu versus Banjo from the Banjo games of his name. And obviously Pikachu is P Pikachu.
Yeah, P P Pikachu. Pikachu
Chew,
is
Chew.
As much as you want to not like him, he's pretty great.
Oh, you get to say it. You get to say it. Damn it.
All right. So, next we have Commander Shepard.
Shepard.
Shepard. From Mass Effect. Shepard.
Shepard.
I wonder who's going to win. Versus Ellis from Left 4 Dead 2, who's like the comic relief, like southerny, white trashy guy, which is adorable. But Commander Shepard.
Shepard.
Shepard. Moving on. How long have we been saying Shepard?
Oh, I wish I had that sound effect. All right, next up, we have 13-seeded Ellis versus number 3-seeded Auron from FF10 versus number 14, fuck you, GameFAQs, it's pronounced Eris because we live in the United States, Gainsborough from
FF7. Like, who translated that to A-E-R-I-T-H? And when did that happen? Because it's not when Final Fantasy VII came out, because I put my disc in my PlayStation and it spins up A-E-R-I-S.
Yep. That's her name. But she dies, and Auron is probably my favorite character to play as.
Totally. And Auron is a big, heavy badass. And you know, I don't mind Eris. I think she's all right.
And by the way, Auron, he wears like glasses, and his coat, like the collar of his coat, comes up like to his eyes.
Yep. And again, he's pretty cool in Final Fantasy X, too.
Yes.
So yeah, Auron. Next, we have Zero from Mega Man X against Marcus Fenix from Gears of War. Marcus Fenix.
Yep.
Is totally awesome. He is a raw dude with big scars on his face. So, yeah, Marcus.
Next up, Darth Revan from Knights of the Old Republic versus Tara Branford from FF6. Sorry, Tara. Like, I understand that the world kind of revolves around you, but guess what? You are not Darth Revan, so...
Yeah, maybe if you would show up in KOTOR, we would pick you.
Yeah, but you don't, so Revan.
Okay, next, this is a tough one. We got Squall Lionheart from Final Fantasy VIII against Akuma from the Street Fighter series. I have no love for Squall, or Final Fantasy VIII, for that matter. I think Final Fantasy VIII's okay. That said, I think Akuma is awful, and I hate people who plays him, and he is cheap and lame.
He has a big necklace, though.
I would go with Squall on this one.
That's fine. I don't care either way.
It is definitely like by default.
Moving on to the Genova division. Number one seeded Sephiroth from 7 versus Marth from Fire Emblem and, I guess, Smash Brothers?
Yeah, he's from Smash Brothers.
Sephiroth.
Yeah, Sephiroth's a really great bad guy. And I don't like anybody who, when I say your name correctly, it sounds like I have a mouthful of marbles.
Morph.
So, you're done. All right, next we have Vincent Valentine from Final Fantasy VII and like his own lame spinoff game. And Guybrush Threepwood from the Monkey Island series. And Guybrush Threepwood is awesome. So that's who I'm voting for.
Agreed. Next up, we have Yoshi from the Mario series, and we have Jack from the Jack series. Now, I'm not a huge Yoshi fan. Like, I love him in Super Mario World, and I can tolerate him in Mario World 2. And then after that point, like Yoshi's Story or anything else, he's just an annoying pain in the ass. That being said, Jack is a douche, and Yoshi takes it.
Yeah, I don't even like the Jack games all that much. Dude, that game Yoshi's pretty fun, where you're like this, and he's spinning, and he's got the eggs.
Yeah.
That's real good.
The good NES game.
Okay, next we have... Oh, this made me sad when I saw this. So it's number 4, Chrono, against number 13, Missing No. Obviously, Chrono should win, but Missing No is such a cool character.
Yeah, but who plays as him?
It's not even a real character. You can't really... I mean, he's terrible, but like the fact that that glitch exists and is like so bonkers to even access... It's this glitch in Pokemon Red and Blue where you've like got a... I forget what you do. You have to like... I don't know. Go look it up how you get him. You like have to like do something weird at the beginning and then go up to like 2 squares up at the upper left corner of the map, and like the game glitches out and you get these weird folk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awesome glitch. And I wish he could move on, but obviously Chrono is awesome. I mean, he's really awesome. So he moves on.
Next up, we have Soap McTavish versus the Big Daddy from, or he's from Modern Warfare games, versus Big Daddy from BioShock. So, Big Daddy from BioShock.
I actually don't think I agree.
Really?
I mean, well, what? No, maybe you're right.
What is it about Soap that you like? Because I don't know the character.
Okay. So Soap is one of the main dudes from Call of Duty 4, like one of the guys you play as.
Okay.
And he kind of shows up again partway through Modern Warfare 2 as like your commander of like your awesome unit. And he's just like this crazy, like gruff, vittled, like grizzled veteran with a terrible handle that everybody makes fun of him for. So he's kind of endearing that way. He's pretty good. You know, obviously the Big Daddy is a more memorable feature. Like if we're comparing a game to game, like Big Daddy's more memorable. But I just didn't like playing as the Big Daddy at the end. I don't really have a good art. I think you're right.
But I don't think of Big Daddy as being what you're playing as. I think of like the Big Daddy, like lumbering Big Daddy that's just walking through the hallways.
Yeah. All right. I think I was letting my Modern Warfare. I just played it. Clap of memory.
That's all right.
Big Daddy. Again, a character that might go kind of far. Ness from Earthbound. I guess technically from the Mother series, but I don't like.
No, he's just Earthbound, isn't he?
He's Earthbound. Oh, maybe he is.
I don't think the first kid is actually a Ness.
I know he's not in Mother 3.
Right.
Well, at least I know you don't play as in Mother 3. And then Gino from Super Mario RPG, who's also great, but Ness.
Yep. All right, here's one I could care less about. Yuri Lowell from the Tales of Vesperia versus Tifa Lockhart from FF7. Let's just give it to Tifa just because I know her better.
I like Tifa fine. I actually play as her in Final Fantasy VII. She's got a neat combo.
I'm sure we probably pissed like Solosi off with all this Tales. I think he likes the Tales series. I think you do.
You know, hey, they very well may be great, but we've never played a second of them.
Yep.
Plus, I mean, she's got huge tracts of land.
Hey,
so that's one thing. And now, rounding out the final match of round one, we have Gordon Freeman from the Half-Life series against Princess Peach from the Mario series. And again, Gordon Freeman.
Well done.
That was fast. A lot faster than we did the that.
Yes, but I think we did an hour for that. Like the first round was an hour for the best game of all time, greatest game. And this was like 35 minutes, if a little shorter.
It's pretty good. We had to get through 64 rounds.
Yeah. Give me 1 second here while I.
This is good. We'll take a little breather, take a little break. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? How do you feel about our choices so far?
I feel really strong about these choices. One thing, we're not talking about what games have been playing yet. We're saving that for big episode 40.
Yes, and a couple of people wrote in after the last episode, the listener question episode, with questions and comments and stuff. So we will save those for episode 40 as well. We're not ignoring you.
We'll get to them. But early review, we are both playing Mass Effect 2, and you should go buy that game.
Yes, you should.
So if you have a rolling. Yeah, let's get us rolling on. Doesn't matter. If you have a computer or an Xbox, go buy that game.
Don't be shy now. Catch a ride!
Also, Borderlands, available for those systems and your PlayStation 3.
But really, Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
All right, so we are in round two now. Our winners from the previous round would be Link and Magus.
Wow.
This is tough.
I wish we're tougher, but I gotta go Link. I can in good conscience.
I would totally disagree. I would say that Magus is much more awesome. Magus tries to bring around the destruction of the world. Link finds a sword in the woods. Magus travels through time and speaks to himself as a child. Link travels through time and just gets taller.
I definitely hear what you're saying. Link himself is like really incidental to most of these Zelda stories. However, I really like the Link mythology that they've introduced in recent games, how like he is like the chosen hero, how like, you know, I think it's from Wind Waker, how like every like generation or like every time the world needs somebody, like a Link is called and like the green outfit is put on him.
Which dilutes the character of Link, because like which Link are you talking about? Are you talking about like Choo Choo Link, or are you talking about like, you know, turns into Wolf Link?
It dilutes an individual Link, I agree, but it does not. I feel like it like connects those games so well, and there's something neat about like at this point, and one of the things I feel like they're failing to do with the Zelda series, you could put Link anywhere, And as long as he was still Link looking like Link, you would kind of buy into it. You know, it would still like feel like Zelda. Does that make sense? Like, they have so well defined like his mechanics and his attitudes and his like, yeah, don't question, we'll go save the world. And like, I feel like you buy into playing as Link so much that they bought themselves a lot of cool freedom.
Because they made the same game over and over. Of course you're going to believe that that's exactly
well,
what you're doing.
Now, that's not exactly fair. I mean, up until like really recently, they kind of made the same game over and over again. But boy, if you're going to make the same game over and over again, is there any series that does it as well as Zelda?
I guess not, but I just don't like Link as a character. Like, I could play as anyone else in those games and be totally cool. Like, when I got to play as Okami in Twilight Princess, that was really cool, because, like, oh, now I'm a dog. Like, now I can have, like, Midna riding on my back, and we can use the big handy grab thing. But I'm not Link. Like, I never felt like Link, and I never actually feel like Link in any of those games that I play. But when I'm looking at Megas, I'm just like, this man, number one, his magic type is dark. Like, he can summon like the universe, basically. He's gonna bring about black holes. He's got one of the coolest triple techs. He's so central to the Chrono Trigger story in a way that you don't really realize until you get through Zeal.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with it. I'll go with Megas. I'm not entirely convinced, but I feel like your arguments are stronger. I mean, he is definitely. I mean, certainly, as I think we said the first round of Chrono Trigger, like, I don't think there's anybody more memorable,
right?
So yeah, I'll go Megas.
Awesome, thank you.
Coming up next, we have Revolver Ocelot from Metal Gear Solid and Captain John Price from the Modern Warfare series. Boy, is Captain John Price really effing cool.
I wish I knew him.
I just want to, like, he is definitely, at least in my opinion, there's a lot of, like, whoa fuck moments in Modern Warfare 2. He is part of one of the most fun missions and the best, like, as soon as he shows up in Modern Warfare 2, you just, if you play the first game, you're, like, fucking jumping up and down on the tables. Like, oh, I wish I could tell you, like, what happens, but he's so fucking badass. That said, Revolver Ocelot is cooler.
Yeah. So we can discuss Revolver Ocelot's strengths later.
Stupid Captain John Price. Yes.
All right, our next pairing is Luigi versus Amaterasu, Okami dog. And you know what? Like, it's cool that he's a dog who can draw and bring about, you know, cool things in the world and fight evil spirits. But Luigi has so much personality.
Oh, yeah. I love Luigi. Gotta love the underdog. I think if it came down to Mario versus Luigi, I think I'd go Luigi.
I think I would, too. You know, there was this funny thing. It was like the Mario... Oh, I'm trying to remember what it was called. But basically, it was Jersey Shore with Mario characters.
Okay.
And like, all Luigi does is get drunk and say, I'm a Luigi, I'm a Luigi.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, so...
Well done. Okay, and then we've got a weighted companion cube from Portal versus Nathan Drake from Uncharted 1 and 2.
All right, and so I didn't play Uncharted 1, so I don't know about Drake's fortune. And I so wish you could experience, we're going to talk about this in the next episode, but I beat Uncharted 2. Nathan Drake, number one, looks like Nathan Fillion.
That's which, great, but you don't like Nathan Fillion, so you
well,
can't
I don't care about Nathan Fillion, how about that? But I have to say, like, he's an awesome character. He has a lot of humor. I love his interactions with people. He out Prince of Persia's the Prince of Persia in terms of, like, climbing.
That is cool.
He's like, he's almost like a reluctant action hero in the way that it's not like a super badass. Like, he can always pull off what you need to pull off, but he always finds himself in these crazy situations. And as much as the way to companion cube is like totally cute and a unique part of what makes Portal awesome, Nathan Drake, I always say Drank. What does that say about me? Nathan Drake is a freaking awesome character.
So you'd vote for Nathan Drake?
I would. I totally would.
So I will defer to your judgment, I guess, only because I haven't played Uncharted 2. But one of the things I want to bring up about the way to companion cube, we both, I mean, you brought it up, but I agree completely, dismissing the L block from Tetris. Inanimate objects are not, like, they're cool, but they're not characters. The thing about the weighted companion cube is an inanimate object that is totally a character.
Yes.
That the game successfully manipulates you into, like, having a personality and you feeling for and like as soon as you have to kill it, like that little heart is looking up at you, and you're really like, I really don't want to put this box in the trash.
I would say though that on the first playthrough of the game, I was so focused on the mechanics that I was like, okay, well, here's this, you know, it has hearts on it, yes, and that's what kind of makes it endearing. But to me, it was really no different than any other cube. And it was only on subsequent playthroughs and, like, talking about the companion cube that I really grew to like it. But that first time, it's like, boom, goes in the trash, let's move on.
I did not have that experience. I really bought into it. I was like, oh, no. But if that didn't convince you, we can go Nathan Drake.
Awesome. All right, so next up, we have Sonic the Hedgehog versus Cecil Harvey from Final Fantasy IV. So, I don't know. I think this is kind of a tough one, because of all the Final Fantasy IV game, or Final Fantasy IV characters, I think Cecil is probably the biggest badass. He is a Dark Knight, and he can kick ass, and I don't know. I don't know what to say about him. That being said, something feels right about giving it to Sonic. What do you think?
I guess everything feels wrong about giving it to Sonic.
Do you really?
Oh, here's the thing about Sonic. I liked the first couple Sonic games as much as anybody else. But Sonic has made way more really terrible games than he has really good games. And there's something really satisfying about, like, the 1994 10-year-old version of me really rocking on my SNES, hating on Sega. That really like sticking it to Sonic. And I don't feel like it's cheap, too, because as you said, Final Fantasy IV, not only is it fantastic, but Cecil is an incredibly memorable, totally badass, like character you feel like playing. And to make you feel like a badass in those little sprite graphics, and like those Final Fantasy IV graphics, if we're being honest, are pretty terrible. Like, you know, by Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy VI, they had figured it out.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy IV does not look very good.
No.
And you still are, like, feeling his awesomeness. So I would totally give it to Cecil.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Awesome. Next up, we have Mewtwo from Pokemon versus Albert Wesker from the Resident Evil series. This is a little more clear-cut, I think, than both of their last ones were. I still like Mewtwo.
I think so, too. There's something awesome about, like, a singular, like, super rare Pokemon who is... Yeah. He's 150. Like, that is him. He is the last of the Pokemon.
And I feel like they did a really good job, I would say, even early in, like, that first Pokemon movie. For a little kitty game, dude, he's pretty evil.
Yeah, he's dark, man.
He's pretty dark. He's pretty fucking dark.
He's just like, I'm floating around killing all these Pokemon.
Yeah, just like messing it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mewtwo. Serious.
All right, next up, we have Kirby versus GLaDOS from Portal. I think this is also pretty clear-cut. Whereas the weighted companion cube, was kind of incidental to my experience. GLaDOS narrates the entire game. Like, everything said in that game is GLaDOS. And she is such a strange piece of AI, and you don't realize, like, what she is until the end. Because you're like, oh, there's a narrator. Like, that's fine. Like, that's what these kind of tests would have. They have a narrator. Not some, like, freaky robot AI who is trying to kill you.
No, I mean, I couldn't have said it better.
Cool.
GLaDOS obviously moves on. All right. Now, coming up here at the halfway mark, we have Vivi from Final Fantasy IX versus Liquid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series. I have to go with Vivi.
Fuck you. No way.
Oh, yeah, way.
Liquid Snake is the twin brother of Solid.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Liquid Snake is pretty good.
So, as someone who spent very little time with FF9, tell me what's cool about Vivi, aside from the fact that she's, like, this revival of the, you know, original Final Fantasy Black Mage character.
Vivi is, like, the little character that could.
Is it he or she, or do we know?
I'm almost certain it's a he.
Okay.
Who, I don't want to give too much away about, like, the story.
Yo, it's FF9. Fucking just give it away.
I just want to, like, his story is, like, real inspirational. He's, like, just... So, he's, like, this kind of reluctant companion. He's, like, trying to, like, figure out... He's, like, got all this, like, big guilt complex. He's, like, this, like, big black mage, like, death army, which is, like, his clan he comes from. But he's, like, this little kid who's got to, like, try to define himself apart from, like, his past. and like starts out as like this real awkward, real weak guy, but like has moments near the end of the game where he can really show himself and like become this crucial like moment of like awesomeness.
Okay.
You know, he's like, I just feel like I really like Final Fantasy IX. He's definitely my favorite and most memorable character from that game, who I thought it was neat that he looks exactly like the Black Mage of Final Fantasy I, like exactly like the Black Mage of Final Fantasy I, but they really like go a long way to give him a really cool personality and a real neat, I felt like I've got to go like find the world, but not in like a woe is me emo way that like a lot of the other Final Fantasy characters have. So I just really like him.
I'm going to defer to you on this one. You are passionate for it, and all I can say about Liquid Snake is that he is the twin brother of someone who's awesome. So
again, that is not because Liquid Snake is not totally awesome.
Cool.
But he's a little bit of a puss.
All right, Vivi. Next up, we have Mario from Mario versus Big Boss, another character from Metal Gear Solid series. Mario, yes? Yes.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously Mario.
He's versatile.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
All right, next. Yes, we get Claptrap from Borderlands. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, hang on.
I wanted some Claptrap sound. All right, let's do this again. Come on,
catch a run. I actually don't have any Claptrap sounds. Hang on.
Okay, well.
Maybe we can pull up some Claptrap sounds. Introduce the other character first.
We have Prinny from Disgaea, and Prinny Can I Really Be the Hero? And obviously, Claptrap's going to win, but we need some Claptrap sounds, or at least more Borderlands sounds.
I think we have Claptrap. No, fucking A. This person who made the Borderlands soundboard does not have Claptrap yet.
Ugh.
It's been on there and coming soon forever. Let me see if this is real important. This is real important. Let's get some.
Everybody needs to understand why Claptrap is the greatest part.
Oh, awesome. We get to listen to an ad first.
HP printers and inks give you up to 65% more pages than bargain inks.
This episode of the Low Score Podcast is brought to you by Hewlett-Packard. I thought this would be way cooler and way easier than it actually was. But then you have to put up with everything that is bullshit about the internet. I'd like to let you know that Borderlands is rated M for mature.
It is.
And so this one is entitled Super Serious Cop Drama. This shit is like so serious. The Making of Borderlands, Episode 2.
You can do this, bro. Just pull that paper. Just scream and give him a shoulder. I didn't explode yet.
Cut! Damn it, cut! This is the 30th f***ing take!
That's Claptrap.
Who do you want to suck off? To get a suicide bomber whose balls have dropped. Right, working with talent can be difficult at times.
That's good enough.
That's awesome.
Fucking suicide bomber whose balls have dropped. So yeah, Claptrap.
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 All right, moving on. Who's next?
Next up, Mega Man versus Yuna. Mega Man. He is also known as the Blue Bomber.
Is Blue Bomber.
You know what he can do?
What's that?
He can shoot the legs off Jeffrey Dahmer.
Nice.
Kill a robot fish, kill a robot frog, and then he flies off on his robot dog.
Kill a robot fish, kill a robot dog. All right. Next we have Ryu Hayabusa, again from Ninja Gaiden, and Master Chief from Halo. And Master Chief.
Yep.
Because Halo is way cooler than Ninja Gaiden.
Well, no, that's not. We can't say that because that is not what this is about. Because it's Master not. Chief is way cooler than. Right.
He is. You're right. You're right.
Yes. Okay, so moving down back into the heart division, we have Midna from Twilight Princess versus Neku Sakuraba. I did a better job than you did.
Much better.
From World Ends With You. And you know what? Like, as much as I hate on Zelda games now, Midna was the best part of Twilight Princess.
Totally. Midna was totally awesome.
She, like, awkwardly hits on you the entire time and is way better than any other, like, navigational assistant in any of those games. Yeah, Midna.
Nice. Next, we have Kefka from Final Fantasy VI against Bowser from the Mario series. I'll probably go Bowser again.
Really?
I hate Bowser.
Kefka destroys the world. He destroys the world.
All right, now here I'm going to use some backwards twisted logic.
Please do.
Frog versus Kefka, who wins?
Kefka.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say no chance. Frog is way cooler. All right, Kefka is pretty serious, even among
but fancy explain movies. Explain Bowser to me, because I know you like the humorous, like bumbling Bowser, especially yeah, the RPG that's, games.
That's totally the Bowser I'm talking about. Like not from. I mean, he's got a cool design, and I really like the Koopa Kids from Super Mario Bros. 3. But yeah, definitely the Bowser I'm thinking of is the Blumbering Fool. I love how they like turn this like kind of storyless franchise, how you just keep beating him again and again and again, and like evolve that into it's because he's actually kind of a doofus and like hires terrible enemies like Goombas to go do his bidding.
It is interesting how it refigures everything that went on in the series.
Yeah, you feel totally different playing those earlier games. I really like that aspect.
I mean that, you know, I guess Kefka's kind of one-sided.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely the problem with all of the RPG characters. But it's all, I mean, it can also come to their strength if they're particularly memorable.
All right. I'll let Bowser have it. Kefka was a badass and awesome, but that is not necessarily what this is all about. So,
nice.
Let's give it to Bowser.
Bowser it is.
Hear, hear, har, har. Next up, no contest. Yeah. Sorry, buddy, but HK47 versus Professor Layton.
And you know, Professor Layton's pretty fun.
Professor Layton's awesome. He's a cool guy, but HK47 we will get, when it comes down to it, we will get to HK47.
We will get to why he is great. And okay, next we have Charizard from Pokemon against Kratos in God of War. Whew.
You can do without Charizard. Like,
yeah.
In your final team, you're not necessarily going to have Charizard. No,
and I will say, of the three starting Pokemon from Pokemon Blue, Charmander is easily the worst. Because fire is not that useful in Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like grass and water are way better. And I mean, Kratos, come on now.
He's
pretty awesome. He cuts, dude, with weird hand blade sword things.
He loves to bang and like fight hell.
He really likes that. All right, moving on.
So this is a difficult one, I actually think. In the Varia division, we have Samus versus Niko Bellic. Niko Bellic is such a well-developed, awesome character.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something great about like the little bit of mystery and like just what we know about Samus.
Yeah, I think I'd go with Samus too. Only, I mean, Niko Bellic, compared to some of the other characters in Grand Theft Auto 4, I feel like he stands out as kind of one of the less memorable parts of it.
Yeah, it's more the people around him that make that game rather than Niko himself.
Yeah, so I like Samus. Let's go with her. Next, we have the Heavy from Team Fortress 2 and Sub-Zero from the Mortal Kombat series. And the Heavy wins.
Yes, he is a big dude with like a Gatling gun, so.
Yep. Obviously.
Obviously. Cool. Next up, we have Ject from Final Fantasy X versus Eddie Riggs from Brutal Legend. Sorry, Eddie Riggs, this is where you get off.
Yep. Ject is the shit.
Ject is all dude, that is evil. He's,
yeah, dude.
And yet, not evil.
Oh, spoilers.
I hope you...
Final Fantasy X is kind of good.
It's pretty good.
Next, we got Travis Touchdown from No More Heroes and Simon Belmont from Castlevania series. And Simon Belmont.
Yeah, Travis Touchdown's awesome. And I would like to give like a farewell to him because he's a total weirdo. But yeah, yep. Simon Belmont.
Nice. All right.
So this is what I was afraid was going to happen. So next up we have Cloud Strife versus Chris Redfield from Resident Evil. And when it comes down to that pairing, I think that Cloud obviously takes it.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, sorry, I just don't. Chris Redfield, not very memorable.
Yeah, don't really care.
He's from like Resident Evil 2, which I didn't play. Resident Evil 4, which was great, but again, like he was not the reason that game was great. Okay, next we have Ramza Belouv from Final Fantasy Tactics and Wander from Shadow of the Colossus. I'd be tempted to go Ramza. I guess.
You know, I don't know, because I mean, I still really like Wander.
I would go Wander. I mean, like, because as much people chirp on it, I didn't really ever plug into the Final Fantasy Tactics story.
Yeah, like,
and particularly not his element. Like, he was fine, I guess. Like, he had kind of a neato background, but I'll kind of defer to your judgment again on this one.
Like, I know people love Tactics, and yes, Tactics is way rad.
It's real fun.
But I think Wander is a much more interesting character.
Let's go with it.
Oh, hey, your phone's ringing. It must be an episode of Low Score Podcast.
It sure is. I was going to say, I don't know if it's happened in the last couple.
No, it hasn't. But
there we go. It's back.
All right, next up, we have two boys. We're pitting boys against each other.
Yeah.
This is how you like it, Jay. Yep. Vault Boy from Fallout series versus Sack Boy from Little Big Planet.
I go Phone Boy.
I would like the Game Boy.
Oh, Game Boy would win.
Game Boy would kind of win.
The Game Boy from, like, Captain N? That would probably win.
There you go. So here's the weird thing about, because I want to choose Vault Boy, but Vault Boy really isn't a character. Like, Vault Boy is a mascot. He's a symbol of all sorts of things.
Yeah. Now,
he has tons of personality because of that, because your illustrations are based around him. Just, he summarizes what the world of Fallout represents. But then again, like, he's not a real character in that way.
But, I mean, you could say Sackboy's not a real character in that way, because even though Vault Boy may just be an icon who has a lot of personality, Sackboy, I guess, is real, but is, by design, devoid of personality. Like, he is a canvas that you put your own personality on.
Hmm.
But, like, he as itself is also just a character.
That's interesting.
And I would say under that argument, like, Vault Boy, I think, takes on more of a personality.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Yeah, Vault Boy, let's do it.
Sweet.
Let's do it.
All right, next we have Balthier from Final Fantasy XII and Dante from Devil May Cry. And I'll just move Balthier right up here.
You might as well.
We'll go on.
No point in belaboring
the front. I just did not like the Devil May Cry series very much. I thought the first game was a lot of fun. Two was terrible. Three, I didn't ever plug into. I didn't have much interest in four.
Yes. So, sorry. Pulling it up. Next up, we have Solid Snake versus Fox McCloud. And Fox flies planes, but Solid Snake is a total fucking badass. So, yep. Solid Snake.
Solid Snake, totally.
I wish I could say something more articulate than that, but at this point, there's no reason to. So we'll save our Solid Snake.
Coming up next, we got Pikachu versus Commander Shepard.
Shepard. This is an interesting pairing, because here's one of the things I was thinking about. I was like, there are many different Commander Shepards. Like, everyone's experience with Shepard was different. Like, yes, it had either the male or the female voice acting, so it generally set whatever you're going to be doing. But the Shepard that you made was such a different experience. When it comes down to it, like, there are tons of Pikachus, too. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they sure are.
There's not just one. And, you know, when it comes down to it, who can argue with the very different experiences of people's Shepard?
Yeah, it's Shepard. I would really argue. I don't know how many experiences there are. There's really two. Like, good or bad. Not even male, female, but, like, good, bad.
Like, I guess so.
Renegade, Paragon.
Your badass versus your nice person.
Right.
Oh, I have so many things to say about Shepard for our next podcast.
Awesome. He's awesome.
We'll have to do it. All right, next up we have Auron FF10 versus Marcus Fenix from Gears of War. And I, you know what? Marcus Fenix is cool, but I don't think he's the most interesting character in Gears. Like, Dom is a more interesting character,
Dom's
and Coltrane is a funnier character.
No, and Auron's totally awesome. Like, I don't know if anybody's played Final Fantasy X, but Auron kicks ass. So let's do it. Auron, moving on.
Moving along.
And next week have Darth Revan from KOTOR against Squall Ironheart from Final Fantasy VIII.
This is tough.
It's real tough, except Darth Revan.
Yeah, of course.
Moves ahead.
Let's see. Next up, we have Sephiroth versus Guybrush Threepwood. So Guybrush Threepwood is pretty cool. And a lot of people like to reference him, but when it comes down to it, Sephiroth is such a multidimensional character.
Yeah, I agree.
In a series that was not known for any sort of multidimensional characters.
No. Yeah, Sephiroth wins on. He gets far in these for a reason. Okay, coming up next we have Yoshi versus Chrono.
Gee.
Ooh. Sweating. I don't know. Again, I mean, we had to justify our choice of Yoshi over Jack. So, like, is there any chance he's going to beat Chrono? No.
Zippy, Skippy.
Zippy.
All right, next up we have the Big Daddy from Bioshock versus Ness. And obviously Ness.
Obviously Ness. I thought for a second about Big Daddy, but...
Nope.
No, Ness.
Nope.
Ness is so awesome.
Ness is one of those characters.
Absolutely. And then the final round... Round two, final matchup. Tifa Lockhart from Final Fantasy VII versus Gordon Freeman from the Half-Life series.
Yep.
Gordon Freeman. Why was round two so much easier than the first round?
I don't know, but I think round four is going to be... Because in round one, like a lot of them were obvious.
A lot of compromises, yeah. But now we're getting down to the people we're starting to like really like both of them.
Yes. All right, so moving on to round three, we're pitting Magus versus Revolver Ocelot. And, you know, I this is a harder choice than Link versus Magus, I think. And as much as I supported Magus in the last round, I think that Revolver Ocelot is so cool because you get to see many iterations of him.
Yeah.
In the Metal Gear Solid series, like really young Ocelot and then old man Ocelot, and he has... one hand and fires guns, and
that's what does it for me. There's so few constants in the Metal Gear Solid series. Like there's a million characters who go in and out and in and out and in and out, but Revolver Ocelot has such a consistent presence, but it's still like the same kind of non-linear story that the Solid Snake series is. Yeah, I think he totally moves on.
And you learn something about him each time.
Definitely. That really reframes, especially like in Metal Gear Solid 3, seeing young
Ocelot.
Next up, man, this is hard too. I'm going to have to keep deferring your judgment as long as this guy's in here. But Luigi versus Nathan Drake. I mean, I understand Nathan Drake is totally awesome, and maybe he deserves to go on. But Luigi, come on now.
Here's the thing. So in order to put Luigi forward, I need to know what makes Luigi so cool. So let's discuss Luigi for a little while and see if we can convince ourselves.
Luigi, you know, one of the things that's so charming about him, just before we even start talking about specifics, he's always the underdog. He is the younger brother of arguably the most famous video game character of all time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Nintendo has done a really successful job of playing off that, both in his personality in the role-playing games when he talks a lot as kind of this sheepish, shy, kind of frantic, OCD type of character. Even going back to Mario Brothers 2 and the way he moves, his like big high jump where he just kind of squirms up in the air.
Yeah.
To the hilarious Resident Evil parody Luigi's Mansion, which I think is kind of underrated. They really play off that character. And I just kind of like that he's the kind of maybe, I don't know if he's the younger brother or the older brother, but he's certainly like the taller guy who's always kind of in the shadows, but still, you know, bailing Mario out either when he's lost in time or gets captured or something like that. I just feel like they have really built that archetype to its fullest effect with the Luigi character.
This is definitely difficult because I loved Nathan Drake in a way that didn't think I would care about Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
And he is an awesome action hero.
I'm not trying to necessarily sway your vote, but try to divorce yourself from the fact that you beat it like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Which is hard because I found myself having trouble doing that with Modern Warfare.
I think the thing that it will push Luigi on is that Nathan Drake doesn't necessarily have to be a video game hero. Like, Uncharted 2 is very much an action movie. The awesome, aside from, like, his being able to climb and, like, his little snarky comments and stuff, the cutscenes are what make Nathan Drake totally rad.
Aren't they kind of in the spirit of, like, Indiana Jones, but, like, more awesome?
Yes, yeah. It's Indiana Jones with way more action, way more explosions. Fuck, dude, that game is awesome. But let's let Luigi go.
Okay, all right.
We'll talk about Uncharted 2 next week.
Yeah, I feel okay with that choice.
I'm okay with it.
All right, let's move on.
All right, next up, Cecil from FF4 again versus Mewtwo. I don't know. Because Mewtwo was rad, but being like the most badass Pokemon, I guess, gets you so far. I'm not sure. What do you think? What are you feeling?
My gut says Mewtwo.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. Final Fantasy IV is such an ensemble game. It's a big ensemble cast. And Cecil is definitely, I think, probably the coolest part of that cast. One of the more memorable characters. But in a long line of memorable characters. And there's a big chunk of the game where you're not even playing as him. You know?
That's true.
But Mewtwo's just kind of this, like, presence. You know, in this, like, game where you thought was about beating the... Oh, we're beating the 8 robot! We're beating the 8 Pokemon Trainer Masters in this tournament to get the... badges and all, and Mewtwo's like, no, fuck you. I'm living in a cave, wrecking shit, getting it done.
Okay.
And he's like big and menacing. I just feel like Mewtwo for me was more memorable.
And I would actually rather pick like Kane from FF4 over Cecil. So
yeah. Well, yeah, Kane was more fun, certainly. Yeah, Cecil. Yeah, because I mean, as for Cecil's more of just like a cookie cutter hero type guy.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo's moving on. Next, we have GLaDOS from Portal versus Vivi from Final Fantasy IX. And as hard as I argued for Vivi last time, you will not hear me spouting that shit against GLaDOS, who is real awesome.
This is tough. Mario versus Claptrap.
Oh, I know. You know, in my head it's hard, but in my heart, it's Mario.
I've never liked Mario.
No, that's not true.
I love Mario games.
No. I don't really like Mario. No. What you're saying is not true. You telling me you wouldn't like an awesome like Mario poster, sure. Like you see him jumping around, you never feel like when you see him in the video game store, you don't kind of smile a little bit inside, just like, yeah. You just kind of like him. It's like a reassuring warm part of you.
He has gotten worse and worse throughout the years, I felt. Like, I can't stand that they've made him talk. Like, I hate the Mario RPG, like, type of Mario.
Well, he doesn't talk.
Well, I mean, or emote, I should say. How about that?
Yeah.
Not a huge fan. And, like, if you could play Super Mario World as Luigi the whole time, would you choose to do that? Like, would you be okay with it? Would it make a difference to you?
I would. I think I already said I would pick Mario over I would pick Luigi over Mario. I didn't say I'd pick Claptrap over Mario. Claptrap, now let's be honest. Claptrap is fantastic. He's a one-trick pony. He is hilarious for 5 minutes, and then he is eminently forgettable through the rest of that game. I mean, if we're really being honest, I'm not saying Mario should win, but I feel like our mutual love and respect for Borderland and that hilarious character in particular. I mean, like, how many times did you really laugh at him dancing? I mean, I did more than I would care to admit.
Most times.
And I was never, I don't want to say I was ever annoyed by Claptrap. I never was. By the end, I was like, all right.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I wanted to be a contrarian.
I definitely hear your instincts, and I think those arguments will prevent Mario from getting to the very end, but, we'll see. Next, we have Mega Man versus Master Chief. And I think Mega Man's way cooler.
You know what? Yes. I like the Halo universe a whole lot.
I like the Halo universe a lot. And I would even go so far as to say this blasphemy. I think I like the Halo games better. I like the Mega Man. You know, I have a lot more nostalgia for the Mega Man games. But it was the amount of fun I have playing those.
And to be Master Chief, like, for me, being Master Chief is about having the abilities of Master Chief, having the personality of Master Chief.
No, but Mega Man just oozes charm and awesome. So, Mega Mega Man, Mega Mega, Mega Mega Man, Mega Mega Man, moves on.
I am Mega Man, I'm blue and cyan, the creation of Dr. Light, or Right if you are from Japan, also known as Rockman. My Mega Buster can cut the mustard. I'm a flustered amputee. Pow, pow! Hey, robot boss is in 8 levels, disheveled and leveling devilry. I'll steal their weaponry. Mega, Mega Man, 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 Mega, 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 Mega.
That is the Mega Man song with lyrics.
Fuck yes.
By Brental Floss. You can find that on the YouTube. Very well done indeed.
All right, man. So what do we got next?
Min up against Bowser. You know what? Like, I will make reasons why I like Midna, but at this point, I can't say that she's better than Bowser.
Yeah. No, me neither. No, Bowser's way awesome.
Even though I don't like Bowser.
I'll tell you this, too. Bowser versus Mario. Who would you pick? Bowser versus Mario. I don't know if it'll ever come down to that. Who'd you pick?
I guess I have to go with the hero.
Me too, Mario. Mario. Yeah. Okay. Again, we got HK-47 versus Kratos. And again, HK-47. And I still don't know if we need to talk. If you don't know how awesome HK-47 is, you should pause this podcast and go play through
KOTOR
in its entirety. Fuck Mass Effect 2. I'll say it. Go play KOTOR.
All right, next up, we're back in the Varia division here in round three. It's Samus Aran versus the Heavy from Team Fortress 2. And obviously, Samus is way better.
Yep. 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 Yes. All right. Ooh.
This is going to have to be your decision, because you're way more into Final Fantasy X than I am.
All right, let's... I want to really spend a little time on this. I can't believe how much I'm really thinking about. It's Ject from Final Fantasy X versus Simon Belmont. Now, Simon Belmont is totally awesome. What I want to know, what games is he the main character of?
Two.
There's a lot. Okay. It's obviously the first. It's just Castlevania straight up. And what else? Is he also Castlevania 2? Yeah,
yeah. He's remember, we did the dramatic reading.
Oh, that's of course. Now, man. Man. All right, let's talk about Ject for a second. Ject was the greatest Blitzball player of all time. And Blitzball player is the greatest game of all time. Ject is also a big badass crazy villain, and also your dad, and also kind of awesome and like really complicated. You know what? It's Simon Belmont. I just don't. There's no argument. There's really no argument besides the fact that I played too much Blitzball.
Thank you.
Simon Belmont. I don't know why I didn't need to waste that much time. Plus, Castlevania 2 is really rad.
Moving right along. If I can find it. Where are we? Oh, there we are. Okay.
Midgar Division.
We have Cloud versus Wander from Shadow of the Colossus.
All right.
My dislike for Final Fantasy VII is what's holding me back from saying Cloud, but in good conscience, I can't say that Cloud is a weaker character than Wander.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, the deck's kind of stacked, I feel.
Yeah.
I also am not too enthused about Cloud going this far. Like, I feel much better about someone like Sephiroth getting this far, but yeah. All right, next we have the Volt Boy from the Fallout series versus Balthier from Final Fantasy XII. I agree, Balthier.
Yep.
Is way cooler. This is where the Volt Boy is a character argument starts to fall thin, and Balthier is like the greatest Han Solo ripoff that has ever been. And it's also awesome in his own right. So Balthier does it.
Very well done. All right, now we're down into the Gear Division. Solid Snake versus Shepard, Commander Shepard. Damn,
son.
This is the first really hard one.
You know, all right, hold on. I think we should look. No, I don't think it's that hard. I think it's Solid Snake.
So, as soon as you said...
what just fell down?
Something just fell as soon as you said Solid Snake.
It was like, that card gasped.
My desk shuddered and fell apart. Yeah, because, I mean, Shepard is way cool, but there are a lot of awesome, like, better characters in Mass Effect.
Solid Snake makes that game.
Yeah.
It would be like if you took Jack Bauer out of 24, you wouldn't have a show.
Right.
If you took Solid Snake out of Metal Gear Solid, you would not have a video game series.
You would have Metal Gear Solid 2.
Well, no, but he's totally in that game.
He is.
He's in that game the whole time.
It's fine. He's in that game. But
he's in Metal Gear Solid 3 even less. But he is still in that game. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get into all the technicals about who is who and clones and babies.
Who is Solid Snake? That's pretty good, right?
That is a good question. Solid Snake.
So coming up next, we have Auron from Final Fantasy X versus Darth Revan from KOTOR. And as cool as Auron is with his awesome samurai sword and big old jug of booze, I think if you played KOTOR, you know why Darth Revan is the coolest character ever.
Yes, and this is a really difficult one because on the one hand, Darth Revan really isn't in KOTOR. Like,
oh, but he's in the entirety of KOTOR.
Right.
But both statements are correct.
But yeah, both of those things are true, and if you played the game, you know what it's all about. But there's something about like the Revan mythology even preceding the events of KOTOR, and
because he's done a lot of shit before you turn on the game.
Yeah. He was an evil motherfucker. So Darth Revan, definitely.
All right.
This is tough. This is very tough.
Huh.
In the Genova Division, two Square characters pitted against each other, Sephiroth and Chrono. See, here's the thing. If I had to rank them, I think I might say, like, Sephiroth, Chrono, and Cloud. And then Chrono would beat Cloud, like, no problem.
Right.
If this were Chrono versus Cloud.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
But between Sephiroth and Chrono, I'm not sure.
I think I would go Sephiroth. Chrono Trigger is a better game than Final Fantasy VII is, but Chrono is not, like, that big of a character. Like, he doesn't... I mean, it's cool that he doesn't talk and all that, but there's not... Besides the fact of his, like, charm and his kind of, like, once in a while he looks at the camera and, like, gives you a thumbs up, there's not a whole lot to him.
Maybe that's what... Because this isn't a question of the most...
That's certainly what's got him this far.
Yeah, this isn't a question of the most fleshed-out character necessarily, because you can have a great character that's not dynamic, because this isn't about
a
story and books and narrative and stuff. It's about really good characters. You know, Luminaire.
Okay.
Luminaire is fucking rad, and if you equip the gold earring, that way you're casting Luminaire at only 5 MP each time, and you're just tearing through the game. Makes you a huge badass. Your ability to just team up with all these people, and they all love you. Like, everyone loves Chrono. They go to the ends of the world to save Chrono from death.
That's like, true.
Think about that moment. Like, think about when you're in Zeal and you're fighting Lavos after Queen Zeal summons him. And, like, Chrono, not you, but just, like, Chrono goes up and decides to sacrifice himself. What an awesome moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, I don't know if I've ever been more, like physically intimidated, or like, yeah, I would say physically intimidated by a villain as Sephiroth in the game. Like, the end of Final Fantasy VII, we were like climbing up that mountain, like, just to get to him. There just seems to be a, there is like a darkness that he has. He's like, I really like that he's not this kind of like mwahaha villain that someone like a,
he's definitely a tortured villain.
Yeah, he's a tortured villain. And also, you just feel like trying to talk to him is useless. Like, trying to outsmart him is not going to work. Like, he's serious business. And, like, there's it's like you really feel like you're the last line of defense when you're fighting him.
Hmm.
I feel like, you know, to me, Chrono Trigger is again, about so many characters and so many strong character moments. People like Robo and Ayla and the aforementioned like Frog and Magus that Chrono is not really a part of. He's always like kind of tangential to and always central to all these great character moments, but he himself, but you know, I really like what you said, about kind of him just kind of you know, he's the hook. He is the thrust of the story.
Yeah.
He is you.
I mean, he's a great little hero. Like, girl disappears and he takes up the charge to go back and step into this teleporter and just find out what the hell happened without knowing what the world has in store for him.
I think we should go with Chrono. I mean, you're right. Everybody just will go to the ends of the earth with Chrono, and you kind of can't help but feel the same way and get caught up in all their excitement.
Like, there's something just missing from your party when you don't have Chrono.
That's true. Yeah. Really. Again, it's like, you're right. It's like, you could play that game without, or the back half of that game without Chrono, but I don't.
Yeah, like, why would you?
Well, first of all, you want the X-Strike.
Well, yes.
But, also, Chrono's great. Okay. I like it.
Cool.
And our final matchup of round three is Ness versus Gordon Freeman.
This is way hard.
This is way hard.
Mm-hmm. This is way hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm inclined to say Ness.
Me too.
Because I think Gordon Freeman is pretty cool, but also Gordon Freeman is, as opposed to Chrono, where like the world, like everything is happening around him. Yes, everything is happening around Gordon Freeman, but Gordon Freeman really isn't special in any way. He's just he's a reluctant hero.
I would even say he's both less and more than that. He's special in that he keeps surviving all this crazy shit.
That's true.
Goes to alien worlds and to the end of the planet back. You have the same thing with Chrono.
That's
where
true.
People just blindly follow him, and you are kind of get caught up to it too.
He is the free man.
He is the free man.
Here comes the free man.
What, you know, I mean, by the time you start Half-Life 2, he's like this legend status. There's like this mythology about him. People look like, oh my God, it's Gordon Freeman. But honestly, and maybe this gets into like game design, what makes those arguments, which are exactly the same as they were for Chrono, less impactful for Gordon Freeman is you don't ever see him.
Yeah.
For me with Chrono, you see him react. You're like watching him. You're like part of his story. You're emoting. Gordon Freeman is just you. He's a show. He doesn't really look like anything. I mean, you see him on the box, but that's it. He's never. I don't feel like he is as part of the game as Chrono is. As people are, instead of like looking at you saying like you're the hero, it's people looking at Chrono, the sprite, and saying he's the hero. Let's go follow him.
And you play as Alex in episode one or two.
I forget, but you do play as her for a big chunk.
And you know what? That's
not the entirety.
That's equally as fun, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
I don't, you know, like having to play as Alex is not like having to play as Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 2. Like, it's totally great to play as Alex
or Marl in Chrono Trigger.
Well, yeah.
Oh, we agree. She's probably the worst of the party members.
No, because your favorite party member is my least favorite party member.
You don't like Robo.
Don't like Robo, yeah.
That's weird.
Never was a fan.
I play through, I mean, as much as cool as I think Magus is, I don't play as Magus. I'm a Chrono Frog Robo type of dude.
I'm a Chrono Magus Isla kind of dude, and they're all like doing individual damage. They're never.
Yeah, that's a good party. Isla's pretty great.
Say when she gets the
Robo. How do you not like Robo? Do you just not like him in your party, or do you not like him?
I don't like him in my party. He's a cool character. He's funny, and I'm down with him. But like his techs, not a huge fan. Like
he's got
rainbows.
He's the whole party.
He's like rainbow dancing.
That's hilarious. He's a robot, and he's like rainbow.
That's not why I'm playing that game.
We play that game for different reasons.
But right. I think Ness does go on.
Ness is just has such charm, and again, the same thing with Chrono. Everybody just kind of likes Ness.
Yep. Okay, so now we're in round four. We're doing pretty good on time. This will go maybe a little faster.
Take time, wipe the brow. 16 characters left.
All right, we got Revolver Ocelot versus Luigi. I don't know. I want. Well, what do you want to say? How about that?
I don't know either. I really, really like Luigi.
Luigi is way cool.
But it is pretty hard to argue against Revolver Ocelot.
Here's why I like Luigi. I like him in contrast to Mario.
Right.
And that's kind of, that is why. Like, that is because he is paired with Mario and is something different than what Mario is. But standing on his own, you know, I don't see that he has any sort of like real personality of his own. he's not really special. He's not compelling in any way. He's not.
To me, it's like, why you like, what's more important in a video game? Is it like the backstory of a character, or is it like the look and feel you get while playing him, or like having him around?
Mm-hmm. Can you make a case for Luigi's Mansion as a game that I have not played?
Like that game probably does a better game, even like a better job, even than the role playing games of like showing you his personality. Especially since you're not teamed up with Mario, like mm-hmm. it is Luigi, and Luigi doesn't have no guns or nothing. He can't jump. He has a vacuum, and so you really feel like weak and powerless and fighting these ghosts. But honestly, the more I sit here and think about it, it's pretty tough to argue against Revolver Ocelot. Just even not having played Metal Gear Solid 4, just like the moments I've seen of that character from the first three games are pretty special.
All right.
Ocelot. Next up, Ocelot moves on. He's our first quarterfinalist. Next up, we have Mewtwo versus GLaDOS.
And GLaDOS?
I think GLaDOS handily takes it. As far as Mewtwo's gone, boy, did Mewtwo have a surprising run.
Yeah, really surprising.
But there we go. Next, Mario versus Mega Man. I don't really think there's any argument. Oh, I stole your thing. Sorry.
Mario versus Mega Man. I don't think that there's any argument. Mega Man.
No, it's Mario. It's Mario.
I know.
How is it not Mario?
Maybe if I reflect back on my favorite Marios, it's definitely my favorite Marios. Because Mega Man himself is not really cool. Mega Man is cool when he has on his, or when he, you know, he equips different Robot Master weapons. Like Mega Man is cool when he's like Metal Man.
Yeah.
Mega Man, he kind of sucks on his own. Yeah, it's Mario. It's Mario.
It's an unfortunate pairing. It's like two old icons, but yep. Come on now. Next, we can finally kill off.
Finally!
your arch nemesis, as we have Bowser versus HK-47. And we don't need to discuss yet why HK-47 moves on.
Oh, I guess it's me, isn't it?
Sorry, I didn't want to steal yours twice in a row.
Next up, Samus versus Simon Belmont.
Who?
Harder. This is harder. Here's the problem with Simon Belmont, is that between Castlevania's 1 and 2, like after that, like I know he appears in a lot of those games. And he's in a ton of stuff.
No, Samus gets it, right?
Yeah.
Samus get it?
Yeah, Samus gets it. Because Samus is a singular character. Like, Castlevania games, yeah, Simon Belmont is...
He, like, starts, like, the archetype of what those characters are. But
it can be kind of anybody.
It can be kind of anybody. And I think that kind of exposes why he's kind of weak. Because they put in someone else, and you're like, oh, they did? I don't even know. All right, next we have Cloud from Final Fantasy VII versus Balthier from Final Fantasy XII. Like, Balthier.
Balthier.
Let's make it into the top eight.
I love Balthier.
That is hilarious. Me too. He's awesome.
He is so good.
He's making it ridiculously far. I'm sorry, Cloud, but you're just kind of whiny.
Yep.
And you made it farther than you should.
Yes, you did. I tried to kill you off.
I know.
But Jay wasn't having it. All right. Next up, Solid Snake and Darth Revan. Now, as cool as Darth Revan is, and as integral as he is to the KOTOR story, as we said, the actual Darth Revan does not come into play so much as you know, Darth Malak, the real, like, enemy of the game. Yeah. So Darth Revan's mythology is cool, but Solid Snake
is the winner. Duh. Solid Snake rocks. Oh, no.
Pitting my two favorite SNES RPGs together. Go for it.
I want you to answer, because I don't know if we're any discuss or not. It's Chrono from Chrono Trigger versus Ness from Earthbound.
Ness.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Good awesome. Work.
Way, way more integral to Earthbound than Chrono is to Chrono Trigger, I feel like. Let's take a little breather here. We're down to the Elite Eight. Quarterfinals, man.
Bless his run over soul.
I feel like at this point we cannot take our decisions lightly.
No, we can't.
I feel like we really need to iron some of these out and
cause,
with eight way odd choices.
Yeah. I like these way. There are these eight choices. I was a little worried that it was going to be all Mario characters and then like Link and all FF7. But
no FF7, two Metal Gear Solid characters.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Well,
I guess, you know, those games are all about story. I mean, they're totally memorable.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with something like that. Like, you don't get to play as Ocelot.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to say anything about him otherwise. Or, actually, you don't get to play as... No, it's only those two. I thought it was more than that. But you know what, Jay?
Let's get you rolling.
Let's get us rolling. Start us off.
All right. Starting off the quarterfinal, Revolver Ocelot up against GLaDOS from Portal. I gotta say GLaDOS again. This.
Me too, man. We're thinking alike here.
Say,
when it comes down to it, you've got GLaDOS as this ever-present, totally unique character, and as cool as Revolver Ocelot is, you know, it's just. You can't argue against Revolver Ocelot. He is a great character, but I feel like GLaDOS is so much about, I mean, and you could argue that GLaDOS is the story of Portal, like the entire story of that game told in such a unique way. I think GLaDOS is our first person in the Final Four.
Awesome.
Not even a person, first robot, first sentient robot in the Final Four.
Oh, hey, way to go, robot.
Okay, now we got. Now we got a situation on our hands.
We do.
Now we got a situation on our hands. You can see it. No, you stole one from me. Or I stole one from you.
Nope, okay. Say it.
Mario from Pinball or from Arkanoid. No, from Mario.
Mario from Mario?
Mario from Mario. And HK-47 from Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2.
Can I play something for you, Jay?
Please do.
HK-47 is ready to serve, Master. Query. Don't I? I was under the assumption that organic meatbags such as yourself enjoyed such forms of address.
But I'm... meatbags?
Attraction. Did I say that out loud? I apologize, Master. While you are a meatbag, I suppose I should not call you such.
I would hope not.
Amendment. Then I will endeavor not to refer to you by your meatbag status in the future, Master. Does that suffice?
No!
Query. I am confused. No, you do not wish to be referred to as meatbag? Or no, it does not suffice?
Are you deliberately trying to insult me?
Deliberation implies some form of intent, Master, when I am only stating a fact. Perhaps you would prefer the term liquidious fleshbag.
Just stop calling me Master. No, how about human?
But that technical term does not accurately portray the vast amount of bulbous slushiness present in your bipedal form. Apology.
Just stop calling me.
I am afraid I cannot comply with your command, Master, as much as I would like to.
So there's HK-47.
You know, it seems at this point both of us are starting to come down to the story elements of the game.
No, it's but
not necessarily. But.
No, HK-47's story. No, HK-47's characterization. Yes, because
HK-47's story was pretty good too.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's fine. But like, what I remember of HK-47 is starting each of his dialogue conversations with an explanation of what the tone should be: query, exclamation, other things like that. He's also a good character to play as. Like, I had him in my party, not just for his story's options, but he is
totally great. Yeah, fighter character.
He's good at combat, and he also, you know, requires or satisfies a lot of your tech needs that, like, the stupid droids, you know, don't. I think he's so much cooler, and I want to go for HK-47.
Yeah, I agree. I have no remorse. It just seems, you know, there's a part of me that's just says Mario is video games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so to vote against him It'd have to be, you know, I'd be like, boy, I don't know who would, it'd have to be something real special. HK 47 is pretty special.
Really special.
So, our second finalist, again, another sentient robot, it would be HK 47.
All right. Next up, we have Samus Aran against Balthier. Balthier, not Balthier.
Tough.
Very tough. Here's, I love Balthier, but I didn't like playing as Balthier.
No, he wasn't that good of a
player. He's a ranged character. He has the crossbow. You could put him in the back and he'd do okay, but he was not someone that I wanted in my party. However, that being said, you didn't need to have him in your party to experience his dialogue options, because whenever you got to somewhere, it always assumed that all seven,
right?
I think it's six. Balthier, Fran, Van, Pinello, Ash. Who am I missing?
Man, I'm really bad at names. I don't know.
We'll just look it up. We can edit it out.
we'll edit this whole podcast out. Fuck.
Did you do what I just did? What? Did you search Giant Bomb and pull up 13 and then...
Yep.
And then scrolling down, you're like, Thanks. What I really need is...
I've got the guy...
Oh, Bosch.
Bosch, of course.
Bosch. Ugh, that's not a character I care for.
No. All right, let's move on.
So, what are you saying?
I'm saying Samus should move on.
I think you're right. Can we give Balthier like a little send off?
We've been showing a lot of love, but haven't been really articulating why.
Let's see.
So, I don't know. As I've kind of said, Final Fantasy 11 or 12. Has a lot in common with Star Wars, and a lot of people kind of poop on that, but I don't think that's a bad thing. He is definitely the Han Solo character, who is the most likable character in Star Wars. He is the pirate. He's the rogue. He's the one with the badass ship. He's the best pilot in the galaxy. He's if he was a Dungeons and Dragons character, his alignment would be chaotic good. He is good at heart, but has no regard for any kind of like law of man or anything like that. He definitely flies by the seat of his pants. He's a situation by situation type of guy. You know, he doesn't mind robbing for people or anything, but he does. He's not out to do anybody any kind of real serious harm. And he always comes through for you, man. He's just of the members of your party, he is easily the most memorable and. Balthier.
And what a great voice actor, too.
What a great voice actor, yeah. Boy, that whole voice acting, that whole game. I mean, if we can just talk about how great Final Fantasy XII is some more.
Yes.
That voice acting is real strong.
Let's see. I want to see if I have any Balthier talking. I must.
That's an explosion sound.
Balthier and Fran arrive in a cutscene in 12. And they don't say anything. He shows up with a shotgun.
Yeah, he does. Dude, that's it. That's the voice you need.
So wait, was I wrong about crossbow? Does Fran have the crossbow and he has the shotgun?
He might have a gun.
Yeah,
I guess you can equip him with any kind of ranged weapon, but...
Oh, that's right, right. Okay, yes. I think I had him with a crossbow in general because it was larger range.
Yeah, he is more often pictured with a gun.
Huh. Okay, well... Thank you, Balthier. We miss you. We will miss you. You've served your purpose well.
Samus is really awesome. And now we got Solid Snake versus Ness. Solid Snake versus Ness.
So I love Ness. I mean, I do.
Yeah. No, we're on the right track here.
But the personality of Earthbound is so much more than just Ness. Like, the personality of Earthbound is the world that he lives in, and yep. the characters that he meets, the enemies, the, you know, different towns, the places that you travel to. And Ness certainly suffices, but I think that Solid Snake is just a better character.
All right. You are completely right. Let's, again, like we just did for both of you, take a moment and talk about us some Ness.
So when we first meet Ness, he's waking up in a bedroom in the middle of the night in his pajamas, which, by the way, is so cool. Like, you know, you wake up in Chrono Trigger, and it's like, oh, and I'm already dressed, and I'm ready to go for the day. But you wake up in Earthbound, it's like, oh, I'm wearing these stripy pajamas, and something's going on outside, I'm just going to go out there and see what's up.
That's one of my favorite things about Earthbound, and like has been since I got the game, was all these other RPGs, you're in kind of a high fantasy world or in some kind of weird futuristic space world. In Earthbound, you're like a kid in the suburbs, yo.
You're just a dude. You're just a regular guy.
Dude. You're just a dude. You're even like, you have a yo-yo and a baseball bat.
You know what you wear?
You get stuff done.
You know what you wear on your head to protect yourself?
Baseball cap.
A baseball cap. Nope. It's just a regular cap.
Not a helmet.
Nope.
Not some kind of like face mask or anything.
Just a hat.
Not even like a sweatband if it gets hot. Just a baseball cap. You know what his favorite team is? Red team.
he roots for red.
And you know what I love about him? He wears the Jeff Gerstmann shirt, like from the Penny Arcade cartoon. The striped yellow and blue shirt. So that also makes him awesome.
But Ness is just so cool. And, you know, as far as characters are concerned, like when Chrono Trigger comes up against when Chrono comes up against the world in Chrono Trigger, it's like he's destined for that role. He has lightning powers, this like innate ability in him. You know what Ness has when he comes up against the world? His friends.
Just friends.
And yep. and just a desire to do good.
And hey, and not just the party members.
Yeah, friends all over, as we've discussed in the past.
He also, there's been times we kind of crapped on Super Smash Brothers, Ness has been in Super Smash Brothers since the beginning, when there were 12 characters.
It is a lot of people's only experience with Ness is in Smash Brothers.
Like, who's this guy? I like that Nintendo looked at, like, we can pick 12 characters, 12 of our, like, huge, giant roster, and one of those is going to be fucking Ness. Like, two of them, they're like Mario and Luigi and, you know, Princess and all this stuff. But Ness makes it in. And Ness is really, like, a deep, like, complex character. Jumps all weird and floaty and is really rewarding to play as. Like, one of the more memorable characters from that fighting/party game.
Goodbye, Ness. I love you.
Godspeed me. No. I feel like I want to put him in a torpedo and then shoot him out into space.
I'm almost changing my mind, Jay.
Let's talk about how cool Ness is some more. Uh-oh. All right. Why did we pick? Hold on. Let's reverse course. Why did we pick Solid Snake?
I love Solid Snake because he's gritty. Like that. And I love his conversations. I love the way people try to talk to him and he just mostly doesn't give a shit. He is in any of these situations to show up and do what he is programmed to do and take down the evil. His ability to, you know, his humor to sneak around, his interactions with, like, other characters who are, like, over, like, he is a solid action character, and all these other characters are crazy over the top.
No pun intended.
Yeah. They're over the top, and he's just kind of in this world where even though he is crazy over the top, he assumes everyone else is just out of their minds. I mean, would that be an accurate portrayal? Like, when he meets, you know, Otacon or something, it's just like, who is this guy?
I think you're right. I mean, I think I'm in a situation where my head's saying Solid Snake and my heart is saying Ness. And I think it's a testament to Ness that he's made it to the final eight. But you're right. Solid Snake is such a more dynamic and interesting character.
And it is okay. And I like playing as him, too. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference that you're not playing as him. Like, even mechanically, Metal Gear Solid 2 is basically the same game. But there's something else that just feels wrong not playing as Solid Snake.
I'm one of the few people who disagree. Like, I almost feel like when you just hear about what Solid Snake's doing, it almost makes him cooler. when you just have to imagine like the situations he's getting in and fighting his way out of.
But it's cooler because you wish you were doing that instead of what you are doing.
I think. Well, I see. I'm glad they take both approaches.
Okay.
Like, I think it makes him. It's like if you have pizza every day, pizza all of a sudden becomes less awesome. But if you eat pizza like, you know, once a week, once every other week, anytime pizza arrives, you're like, oh, fuck, it's pizza.
Yeah, so it gives you the dynamic of cool Solid Snake and the mythology of Solid Snake that you can't even experience.
Exactly. I think it's cooler that they give you Solid Snake in one, take him away in two, and then give you him back. And you're like, oh, Solid Snake's back.
But they don't really give you him back.
But you kind of feel the same.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that Big Boss is essentially the same as Solid Snake.
Yeah. It brings up all kinds of, like, awesome questions. Like, if you clone somebody, isn't that the same person? What doesn't make him the same person? What is a soul?
I would say that Final Fantasy III.
Final Fantasy III is the greatest character of all time.
Metal Gear Solid 3 stars Solid Snake.
Onion Knight is best character of all time.
Yeah.
No, Solid Snake.
I'm sticking to it.
So we now have our final four.
What are our final four, Jay?
We've got GLaDOS from Portal.
Mm-hmm.
HK-47 from KOTOR.
Nice.
Samus Aran from the Metroid series.
Lover.
And Solid Snake from the Metal Gear series.
Admire him.
I love that we have, not only do we have four amazing characters, we have four amazing fucking games.
That's true.
Like, real good games.
So we've played a little bit of HK-47. Let's do a little GLaDOS, shall we?
Please do.
Well, you found me. Congratulations. Was it worth it? Because despite your violent behavior, the only thing you've managed to break so far is my heart. Maybe you could settle for that and we'll just call it a day. I guess we both know that isn't going to happen. You chose this path. Now I have a surprise for you. Deploying surprise in 5, 4. Time out for a second. That wasn't supposed to happen. Do you see that thing that fell out of me? What is that? It's not the surprise. I've never seen it before. Never mind. It's a mystery I'll solve later.
By myself.
Because you'll be dead.
How awesome is that?
That's pretty awesome.
I'm very, very torn. I'm
like Natalie Imbruglia.
Haha.
I'm really not all that torn.
Really?
No, HK-47 is way cooler.
Yeah. I love the way that GLaDOS fits into Portal World. But when it comes down to it, like standing on its own, like GLaDOS means nothing without Portal World. HK-47 could exist in the Star Wars universe in any scenario.
Yeah.
And be totally rad.
I feel like that's why what makes him so cool. He's more endearing. Like, there's no real way they could bring... I mean, GLaDOS was so, like, central to the Portal experience, but... But I just feel like HK-47 in and of itself is way more memorable.
He's
way more portable.
He is a robot whose light side, dark side is just, like, blazing red.
There's no way to manipulate that anyway else.
Nope. It's just like, I am evil robot.
You can be as good as you want.
I'm okay with it.
This is a time where, you know, it's hard to really argue one or the other, but it's just, it becomes personal taste at this point,
I think so. HK-47. Well.
Here we go. Next last battle. We got Samus Aran versus Solid Snake.
Oh, God. The thing about Samus is that she doesn't have a whole lot of personality, which allows you, the player, to project, like, your exploratory nature onto her. Because when it comes down to it, like, she's got, you know, a beam, and she has, like, the suit that can shoot, and she can turn into a ball and stuff, and that's like, well and good. Right. You know, it's not about beating up characters. It's about exploring a world. And she just seems like the perfect, like, you know, quiet, I don't want to say, like, reserved, like, but I would say reserved. Like, you know, she's the solitary, you know, bounty hunting figure who is out to stop the Metroid or to capture the Metroid in Super right. Metroid. And just, you know, when she gets thrown into a world like she does in Metroid Prime, say.
This, you know, I feel like this is an, you know, a point, counterpoint we've been having like during this whole time. Like, what makes a character cool? Like that you, they just kind of look and do cool things and that, like, you're all about that. You know, something like a, you know, the same things we said about something like Chrono, maybe. Or maybe even Mario. Or is it the specific personality of the character? I feel like Samus Aran has a little bit more personality than that.
And the developer more, like in Metroid Fusion, they talk about her backstory a whole lot.
Totally.
They don't talk about other games. And even in Zero Mission, they
talk about that a little
bit. They talk about it more.
But man. I mean, in good conscience, like versus like the like complexity of somebody like Solid Snake, I feel like it's really hard to pull for Samus over Snake. What do you think?
It's almost my taste in what I want, like which character I would rather be. And in my case, where I like exploring worlds, it's Samus.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand,
well,
I want Snake on my side.
I mean, Snake is obviously out of his fucking mind. But like, I don't really want to. I don't know how much that influences my opinion. I don't want to be HK-47 either.
Well, you kind of do.
Okay, you kind
of
do.
Don't tell me a little bit.
Okay, I do a little bit. You're right.
Deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want. Well,
I just feel like I feel like Samus is a less distinctive character than Solid Snake. I feel like for a lot of those Metroid games, you could put somebody else inside the suit, or like make it just a robot, and it wouldn't really change anything about the experience.
That's true. That's like it's sort of a retroactive projection of character onto Samus, why we like her so much, not necessarily what she is. Because, you know, before you take off, you know, she takes off her helmet in Metroid for the NES, like you don't know.
She might as well be a robot.
She could be anything. She's someone in a suit or a robot. It's hard to tell.
She could be a robot fish. She could be a robot dog. You don't know.
Yeah, I would say Solid Snake.
I think that's a solid choice.
All right, let's wind this thing down. Jay, we have the final round.
The final round.
God damn.
The top two HK-47 from Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. Solid Snake from the Metal Gear and Metal Gear Solid series.
Oh, boy.
Hachimachi.
This is a... We've talked about HK-47. We know why he's funny, and he's also a good character. I love me some Metal Gear Solid, and I want to be badass like Snake. I want to sneak around, and I want to get on my comm and talk to people. I want to say Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
David Hayter is one of the best voice actors.
David Hayter, writer of the first two X-Men movies.
That's true. He did. Dude, I don't know. I am so torn. I'm almost just out of like sheer amusement of what this character is that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. Want to say HK-47.
Yeah. I don't really know. HK-47, as we talked about, is really portable. Like his personality and stuff, I feel like he kind of like an R2-D2 should just like be in everything that's Star Wars, just like hanging out as like the like opposite of an R2-D2, where R2-D2 is like so charming and good. HK-47 is so like calculated and evil, it just makes him hilarious and charming. And you could put him in any Star Wars book or game or movie, and you'd love him.
And he will interject in situations where you're trying to make a good choice and basically suggest that, why don't you blow this person to pieces?
Right, exactly. He's like, you should just kill that guy.
It's not like that? Somebody at the trigger. Like, that is his personality. It's very strong.
Yep. Solid Snake, though, he is the headliner of this really concrete, odd, unique story in video games that has been going on game after game after game after game. I mean, even stretch it back to the NES games.
On the other hand, though, that story could be told in movies, I think. It's in a way that... Well, no, because HK-47, that is irrelevant in this case. There are a lot of characters where I could put that. So, since we're talking about characterizations, and he is part of something that is extremely deep and rich, that I've enjoyed in a way that I don't enjoy most video games that are kind of like that. You know, whereas I'm a person who's not interested in stories in video games for the most part. Like,
no.
I like them as things that exist to give me reason to do what I'm doing or to entertain me along the way. But I play the Metal Gear Solid games because I'm interested in the narrative.
Well, and I feel like both of these characters, I feel like you could make the same argument. Like, the game itself is kind of incidental to both of them. Like, what makes playing... Like, both Metal Gear Solid and KOTOR are fun to play. But the actual gameplay isn't made fun by those characters. The only thing I could hear was an argument for HK-47 where so much of any BioWare game is about the dialogue trees and about the choices you make. And talking with HK-47, you know, for the reasons that you played earlier in the podcast, are so fun and unique. You know,
gut feeling right now, what is your answer?
Solid Snake.
I agree.
Oh, but I don't know if, you know, I feel like I just was really doing a good job of talking me into HK-47.
There's some things. Why do you play Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah, for a myriad of reasons.
Why do you play Metal Gear Solid?
Solid Snake.
I think that does it.
I think Solid Snake is apparently the greatest video game character of all time, and I think that's I'm cool with that.
I'm totally okay with that. There are a number of these other choices that I would also be okay with, but that's not how these things play out. This is all about the process.
This is for fun, man.
Whew. Wow, good work.
Good on us, Solid. I cannot believe Solid Snake made it. I don't know who I would have thought would have made it.
I thought I knew HK was going to make it a long ways because we both love HK.
Whoa.
But it could have...
For the end.
That happens. Like a character like Ness, who would have said, yes, I love Ness. That's at some point goes away. And a character like Frog, who I would have totally been in support with, depends on who they're matched up with.
I would say, you know, look at this. As soon as he lost Solid Snake, if you put HK-47 versus Ness, boy, I don't know if I would have picked HK-47. All right.
That'll do it for this week's episode of Low Score Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. So yeah, email us lowscorepodcast@gmail.com. Your answers.
Visit the blog.
Visit the blog lowscorepodcast.blogspot.com. Review us on iTunes because that really helps. Please do it.
Yes, and what helps more than anything else is just tell one friend. Just tell somebody, hey, you should check out the Low Score Podcast.
Yeah, man. Y'all have friends who like video games? Go put it on your Xbox tag and pass the word around. Thanks for listening, everybody.